Here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, the sixth annual, the 2012 summit here in Des Moines, I'm speaking with Brad Albin with the Renewable Energy Group, who is president of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Brad, I wanted to ask you first about what you think of the conference this year.
I think the conference, the sixth one, we've gotten, 500, 600 people here. It's been a great conference. We've had great speakers. And as you can hear out there right now, people are involved, which is what we need.
And now, the other question is, are you happy about 2011?
I'm very happy about 2011. I've personally been involved in biodiesel since 1996, helped probably build the first multi-feedstock biodiesel plant, have helped, there's probably 10 of us in a room at one time. And since then, we've seen some hard times. But this year, it's been a strong year for us. But now we just need to keep the strong going forward.
In general, how do you feel about the future right now for renewable fuels and biodiesel in particular?
I'm very happy with where we're going, but there still needs to be grassroots efforts. We need to be calling the senators and the people in the White House and making sure that the RFS sticks and that we continue with lessening our dependence on foreign oil. Although we're doing well, ethanol from an ethanol site is 13 billion gallons, 400,000 jobs. It's less expensive than the gasoline is. So we're coming along, but now's the time to keep the pedal to the metal because there's a lot at stake.
Well, we also just heard a strong call to action from the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. Reiterate that for those people who are listening.
The call to action is getting back to the RFS2. Right now it sets at 1 billion gallons for biomass-based diesel, which biodiesel is a part of, and we've already shown that we've got the capacity to run over that. This year we've already run 1 billion gallons. There are many people trying to squelch that as we stand here for many different reasons. The most important thing for biodiesel is to move that forward. Call anybody that you can call, tell them that you're concerned about that, and you want that RFS2 moved up for us for the future.
Well, tell me about REG. I know you're the largest biodiesel producer here. Tell me what's new with REG.
Well, REG, we built 13 plants. We're the largest marketer of biodiesel in the United States and producer. We've got a great bunch of people that work there, and many of them are here today. We're moving forward. We've had our best year so far. And again, it's back to our next years, and the years ahead will depend a lot on what we do, but this RFS2 and how they move that.
And being based in Iowa, you are part of this strength of biodiesel and ethanol production here in the state of Iowa that stands out among all the states in the country.
That's correct. Iowa's the strongest state as far as, the IRFA is the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association is the largest state-run renewable fuel association. We've got more ethanol gallons, strong biodiesel gallons, all the farmland, the corn, the soybeans, the cattle, all the feedstocks that go in to make renewable fuels come right here in the heart of the U.S.
And it's obvious here because you had both the governor and the secretary of agriculture at this conference.
That's exactly right. And the governor has been a proponent for years. We thank him very much. And the secretary is a proponent. So we've got a lot of friends here, and we need those friends, and we love them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brad, and congratulations on a great year, and hope we have another one in 2012. Here at the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit, I am Cindy Zimmerman.